The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Masechet Shkolim Daf Kaf. The Gemara tells us, beginning at the end of Daf Yutzes on the base, Rav Nochas Latamon, Chamsun Mekilim V'Chomer Aleihem. Rav went down to Bovel, as the Mefarshim explained, and he noticed that the people living there were makel, they were lenient in various aspects of the halachas of Bosesh and Isalim in Ayin. The concept of Bosesh and Isalim in Ayin is a Gezeirat Rabbonon. If you have a piece of meat, which is kosher, but it's been left by itself without supervision, if you come back, even if you find the same piece of meat there, one has to be concerned there's a possibility that it might have been changed by somebody for a piece of meat which is not kosher, and therefore it may not be consumed. Unless there is some type of similar or distinguishing marks that the person can identify that it's exactly the same piece of meat. Otherwise, chazal made a takana that you're not allowed to eat this piece of meat because it may have been switched. So there's halachas about this in Shulchan Aruch, what type of siman, what type of sign do you need to be able to rematter it, under what circumstances is it okay, and what circumstances is it not okay. But the Yerushalmi here, on Daf Kaf Amud Aleph, gives an example of a story that happened. Chad Bar Nash Ozil, a certain man went, and as the Mefarshim explained, he had a piece of meat, possibly the head of an animal, kosher animal, which he went down to the river to wash. Now, according to most Mefarshim, what happened next was he left it behind by accident and went away. Others say, the commentator says that it actually fell into the river and he went away. Then he came back and tried to retrieve it. Rav said to him, you're not allowed to eat this piece of meat because it was possible that the river swept away your piece of meat, and then the river subsequently ejected another piece of meat from somewhere else which wasn't kosher and left it over here. And therefore, since it might be a different piece of meat, you're not allowed to eat it. Now, there's interesting halachas that we might learn from this, which are not necessarily limited to the halachas of Bosesh and Zalim and Ayin. There is a famous tshuva of the Mabit in Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Lamed Hei. There he's talking about the sugya of Argunus. If a man is married and he dies, then his wife can remarry. But if we're not sure if he's died, then his wife cannot remarry until we know for sure. What happens if the man goes to a certain place and doesn't return and we find a dead body there? Can we assume it's him or not? So normally, according to the sugyas of the Gemara, we examine to see if there's any distinguishing marks on this person that can confirm that this is indeed the person we're looking for. And if we can confirm that he's a dead man, then we allow his wife to remarry somebody else. And this is a very, very big topic in halacha, the halachas of Argunus, under what circumstances we can confirm that the person is dead, when is there a chashash drabonon, when is there a din d'oraisa. The halachas are brought extensively in Evan Ezer, Shulchan Aruch, Siman Yud Zayin. So the Mabit was talking about a case where three Jewish people were going from one town to another along a road which was out of town, and they disappeared and they never came back and they weren't heard of again. Sometime afterwards, another Jew was discussing with a non-Jew this route, and the non-Jew mentioned in passing that he had noticed the bodies of three dead Jews along the way. So that's in what in halacha is called a goy masiach lefitumoy. Normally one would require two witnesses to testify for din dovashev erbo. In the case of Arguna, for various reasons, we even allow one witness to testify, and the witness doesn't have to be a man, it can be a woman as well. Or even a goy who's masiach lefitumo, who's talking just by the way, mentioning it without intention to give testimony, is also believed to say that a certain person died. So we have a goy masiach lefitumo mentioning in passing that he found the bodies of three Jewish people. The only trouble is he hasn't given us any identifying marks that we could know which three people these were. Can we assume that it was the same three people who went down the road and disappeared? Those were the three people that this person saw who were definitely dead. So the Mabit says that lichaira we can rely on this at least to remove the shaila from the din d'oraisa and make it only a din d'rabbanan. And the reason for this is he bases it on a Gemara. The Gemara says that if someone falls into a mayim she'ein lehem soif, he falls into a body of water which is very vast, and the people at the point where he fell in cannot see the edges of the water, so we can't see for sure if he's actually come out. The chances are that if we wait for a long enough time and he doesn't resurface, he must have drowned. But if we don't find the body, we can't be 100% sure. So the Gemara says that minat Torah, this person would be, this wife would be permitted to remarry, because the Ruba de Misa, it's almost certain that the man died. However, midrabbanan we are machmir, and we don't allow this woman to remarry until we have evidence, till we find the body, or till we can be 100% sure the man has indeed died. Because there is a remote possibility that a wave, perhaps even under the surface, pulled him away, and he resurfaced at a point where we can't see, and floated away to perhaps a faraway place, and we haven't heard of him since because he has lost contact with us, but he might not necessarily be dead. So chances are he's dead, and therefore minat Torah she's muta, but the Chazal were machmir and didn't allow to remarry until we have confirmation of his death. Says the Mabit, if a person goes down a main road from one town to another, out of town, and he doesn't return, and we find a dead body, chances are that this is the same person. At least as much as the chances that the person who fell into a mine shein lehem soif is also soon to be dead min ha-Torah. After all, in this case, the man has not contacted us, and presumably he's nearby. We've no reason to assume he went anywhere else, and he still hasn't contacted us. So that's very good a reason to assume that he's dead. In the case of mine shein lehem soif, it's possible, though unlikely, but possible that he resurfaced in a faraway island and cannot get in contact with us. Nonetheless, we assume minat Torah, we assume he's dead. So too, in this case, minat Torah, we would assume that the man is dead. So in our case, as a Mabit, we can assume minat Torah that the three men who went down this road and we found three bodies afterwards are one and the same, or three and the same in this case, and therefore minat Torah, at least, this woman could remarry. With Rabbanu, it would still be machmir because we haven't got confirmation. But the nachmir would be if she had went and got remarried anyway, we wouldn't force her to be divorced from the second husband. Now this Chiddush of the Maharit is discussed extensively in the Poskim. The Shev Yaakov, Chuvah Shev Yaakov and Chelik Beis, at the end of Siman Yud Aleph, adopts this Mabit Lahalocha, and he brings a proof, he says, from a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Yud Amud Aleph. There the Gemara brings a Braisa. If you had a field where there was a caver, a grave which was buried in the field, and we're not sure exactly where the grave is, the field has been ploughed over or grown over, and therefore we've lost the grave, we don't exactly know where it is. So there's a problem, because if someone goes into the field, it's very possible that he became Tommy, because we don't know for sure if he's walked over the grave or not. Said the Brisa, however, if you search through the field and you dig up and you do find the grave, Rebbe says we can assume that this was the grave that was lost, this was the grave that's been found. Kevisha Ovad Hu Kevisha Nimtza. So says Rebbe. And therefore the rest of the field is now Tahor. Anyone who goes in there will be Tahor. Shimon Gamliel, however, says you've still got to keep checking. You've got to check the entire field. Why? Because even though we found the grave, this might not be the grave that we lost. This might be a different grave. And therefore you have to check the whole field. Says the Shev Yaakov, our lock is like Rebbe, Mechavei Roy, when he's only arguing with one other Tana. And therefore the lock will be like Rebbe. So it's exactly the same, says the Shev Yaakov, as our case. Just like when we have a field and a grave is lost in the field, and we find a grave, we'll assume this is the grave which was lost, this is the same one that we found. So too, if a man walks down an out-of-town road and doesn't come back, and then we find a dead body, we can assume that this is the man who went down the road, this is the same man whose body we found who's dead. And therefore we would allow his wife to remarry. Now this Pesach of the Shev Yaakov is very controversial. Many, many poskim disagree with this for a number of reasons we'll see in a moment. On the other hand, a great many achronim do bring down the Sfar of the Marid and the Shev Yaakov, at least as a sniff, as an additional reason to be matter. And for example, no less than Rabbi Yitzchok Rochonim Spector in his Chuvah Ein Yitzchok Heil Aleph Evan Ezetim and Membeis writes that, quoting the Mabit, if a Jew is lost on a particular road and afterwards we find a dead person, minat Torah we can assume this is the person who was lost, is the same person who has been found. And therefore, although Min al-Midrabbanan we would still be Machmir, nonetheless, if she already remarried, we would allow her to stay with the second husband. And the Mishnah Chacham goes further and tries to bring a riot to this woman, Gemara, in Yevamos Daf Kuf Kaf Beis Ein Shom. So, Al-Kabbalah, there are many poskim who do bring this down. However, a number of Achronim ask very strong questions on this opinion of the Shev Yaakov and the Mabit. And it starts with the Nodi Behuda in Kamo, Simon Men Vov. And the Nodi says, I don't understand. In the case of the Kaver, we know for a fact that one Kaver was lost. I can understand, says the Nodi Behuda, when Rebbe says we found a Kaver, we don't know of another Kaver that's got lost. We can presume it's the same one. We only know of one caver that was in the field, and it's got lost. Now we found the caver, presumably it's the same one. However, when we're talking about an out-of-town road, it's not just one person who walked down that road. Many people walk down the road. Every day, many, many people walk down the road. Just because we find a dead body afterwards, that doesn't mean that it's the man we're looking for who died. If one caver was lost, Rebbe said, when we find one caver, we'll just assume the same one. But if many people go down the road, even though only one of them we've lost track of, but he's the only one we're looking for. How can we assume that just because we found a dead body, he's Dafka, the one that we're looking for? It doesn't follow at all from that Gemara there, says the Nodi Behuda. Furthermore, argues the Nodi Behuda, in the case of the field, bear in mind that the person going into the field has a Cheskas Tara, until now he was Tohar. And therefore, if there's a Sophic, we would have to make him Tomei Misophic. But as soon as we have a Tulia, we can say we found one grave, and we only lost one, we'll presume it's the same one, and the Cheskas Tara of the person is Machria, decides he can, we'll assume he's still Tara. However, in the case of the Ashes Ish, on the contrary, there's no Cheskas Tara. On the contrary, there's a Cheskas Ashes Ish. Until now, she assumed to be married to the first person, and has not got a Heter until we know for sure otherwise. So to base the Svara of this is the one that's lost, this is the one that's found, to be mutter, even in a Cheskas Eishes Ish, does not at all follow from the Gemara there, so argues the Nodi Behuda. The Shed Shmeitzer, in Shmeitzer Zayin, Perek Yuzayin, adds another few kashas on this. And one of his kashas is like this. In the case of the Kaver, the exact same thing that was lost was found. We lost the Kaver and we found the Kaver. Similarly, in the Sugya Ve'em Sochim, if you have a house that's been checked for chometz, and then afterwards, an animal takes a roll, a bread roll, and goes into the building, and we go in afterwards and we find a bread roll there. We can assume that it's the same one. We don't have to recheck the whole house, because we saw a roll going in, and we saw bread, when we went in, we found the bread roll there. It's presumably the same one. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, if the Chulda takes in a bread roll and you find a pile of crumbs afterwards inside the house, even if the pile of crumbs constitutes exactly the same volume as the bread roll, we can't assume it's the same thing, because we found something different to what we know was there. So perhaps the bread roll was taken and eaten by the Chulda, and someone else or something else brought this pile of crumbs. So we're going to have to go looking for the first bread roll, just in case the pile of crumbs we found is not the same thing. If a child goes in with a roll, the Gemara says, then if we find a pile of crumbs which constitutes the same amount as the roll, we can assume it's the same thing. But that's because when the child goes in with a roll, since the child very often crumbles up a roll, it's as if he walked in with a pile of crumbs. The status hasn't really changed. We expect to find the pile of crumbs, and that's what we found. However, if a holder goes in with a roll, it doesn't normally crumble it, and therefore if we find a pile of crumbs, we can't assume it's the same thing. Even though, had we found a roll, we would assume it's the same thing. So in other words, says Rishmaitzer, if you find the same thing that you've lost, Rebbe says you can assume this is the one that was lost. But if you find something different, or even the same thing but in a different status, we can't assume it's the same thing. And therefore, says Rishmaitzer, a live person went down this road and got lost. We found a dead body afterwards. That's already something which is a different status. We can't assume it's the same person. Certainly not based on that Gemara, on that Brisa of Rebbe in Sochit. So at any rate, there's a very big machlokes achronim whether you can use this svara or not. Now, the Chus Sheyas David and Eben Ezra Simon Zayin from David Kalina discusses this point, and he wants to bring a proof to the halacha of the Shev Yaakov from Al Sugya. What did Al Sugya say? Remember, Al Sugya said there was a man who went with a piece of meat to wash it by the river, and he either fell in or he left it there. He went away and he came back and he found a piece of meat there as well. And nonetheless, Rav said to him, you're not allowed to eat this piece of meat because we can't assume it's the same one. Maybe your piece of meat was swept away by the river, and then the river deposited another piece of meat over here. Even though that might seem unlikely, but we have to be cautious, we have to be concerned for such a possibility. Now, since the Shemesh David Lecher is exactly the same as the Shev Yaakov, as a proof to the Shev Yaakov. If we lose something and we find something, we can assume it's the same one. Says the Shemesh David, on the other hand, it's not necessarily a proof from over here. And that, the reason for that is, if you look carefully at the Yerushalmi, says the Shemesh David, we're talking about a case where the person left something there, went away, and then came back at a later time. Perhaps later in the afternoon, or perhaps even the next day. So there was a gap of time when it wasn't under his supervision. Now in that case, when it comes to meat, we have this halakha of bosesh and it's alem min ha'ayin. If you have a piece of meat which was unsupervised for a certain period of time, and it's got no identifying marks on it, even if we come back and find a piece of meat in the same place, there's a special chumra, a special takonat rabbonon, that since it was unsupervised for a period of time, we have to be concerned that maybe it was swapped with another piece of meat which is not kosher. Says the Shemesh David, in that case you cannot bring any proof from our sugya, from our Yerushalmi, to the din of the Shev Yaakov. In the din of the Shev Yaakov we're dealing in dinim deraisa. In dinim deraisa, the Shev Yaakov says that if a person goes down the street and we lose contact with him and we find a dead body, we can assume that the one that was lost was the one that was found. In this case, you can't bring a proof from here, because in this case the one that was lost, we say indeed, was not the one that was found. That's true. But maybe here it's only because it's a din drabonon, a chumra drabonon of bosesh v'sanim min ha'ayin, and the meat wasn't there. And in that case we are machmir, because there was a period of time when the person wasn't there and wasn't supervising the meat, and then when he came back, he found the piece of meat. We have to be machmir because of the halacha of bosesh v'sanim min ha'ayin. But if not for that, it's possible that the Yerushalmi would agree with the concept of the Shev Yaakov of the Mabit, that if a piece of meat was left here and we came back and found another piece of meat, in theory, in our theory, we could assume it's the same one. The only reason why the Yerushalmi is machmir, because it's a special halacha of bosesh v'sanim min ha'ayin, when it was left for a certain period of time unsupervised. But if not for that, it's possible that we would agree with the halacha of the Shev Yaakov and the Mabit that it is indeed the same piece of meat. So it comes out, according to the Shemesh David, you can't bring a raya against the Shev Yaakov from our Yerushalmi, and possibly there is a raya to the Shev Yaakov, because Yerushalmi says when he went away and came back, there's a problem on bosesh v'sanim min ha'ayin. But if not for that, we can assume that it's the same piece of meat that was there all along. In fact, there is a very similar sugya in the Bavli, in Masechet Chulin, Daf Tzadik Heil and Aleph. There, again, the shaila came to Rav of a person who went to wash a piece of meat by a river, and in that case it fell into the river. He went to get a basket, he put the basket in the river, and he fished out the same piece of meat, or the same head of meat, but unfortunately he fished out actually two pieces of meat, which are very similar. So he went to Rav, and Rav says, they are both forbidden, because since at least one of them came from somewhere else, that well might well be treif. We'll have to assume it's probably not kosher, because most of the meat in that area wasn't kosher. Now, since we have two, we don't know which one's kosher and which one might be yours, you can't eat it. Points out Tosfos in Chulin, in the Gemara there, that it's only because you found two that Rav Paskin L'chumra. Had you only found one, then we would assume that it's the same one. Says the Gideon Ashas on our Yerushalmi, that our Gemara Yerushalmi seems to contradict this Tosfos. Tosfos in Chulin says that Rav only forbade the meat because one was lost and we found two, so we have to forbid the meat. However, if one was lost and one was found, we can assume it's the same piece of meat. Yet our Yerushalmi says clearly not like that. In our Yerushalmi, only one piece was lost and one piece was found, and Rav still forbade it. So, Lichor, the way to answer this, the Shekel HaKodesh answers this, and indeed it seems to be the same concept as the Shailas Dover that we mentioned before from David Kalina. Again, they both know that in Yerushalmi, it's talking about the case where the person went away. He either left the meat behind or the meat fell in the water. He went away and came back at a later time or a later date to look for it. In that case, since there's a gap, we have to be conscious for this takonos drabonon, the bosesh v'sanim min ha'ayin is going to be forbidden. But had he not gone away, and had he immediately picked up the piece of meat or fished it out of the river straight away, then that wouldn't be a problem. Then we could assume it's the same piece of meat. Otherwise we couldn't. And so now it comes out, and according to this there's no contradiction. In the case of the Bavli, he straight away fished out the piece of meat. And therefore, had it been only one piece of meat, we would assume that this was the one that was lost and this was the one that was found. However, since he found two, we can't assume that, and we have to answer it. In our case, however, he only found one piece of meat. It would have been okay, but the case was where the man went away for a time and only then afterwards came back. Since there's a period of time that he wasn't there, then there's a special chashash drabonon in the case of meat that's a bosish and salam, and then we have to be machmir. So this is the Shekel HaKodesh. And indeed, the Rav David Kanina seems to take the same approach. There is, however, a difficulty with this. And that is that the Bavli is also much more than there was a period of time that the meat was unsupervised. First of all, the Bavli says the meat fell into the river, so presumably he couldn't see it for at least a minute or two until he fished it out, and when he fished it out he found two. Secondly, the Lashon of the Bavli is also Ozel Icy Silter. He went off to bring a bucket or some type of a container to try and fish out the meat out of the water. So just as much as it says in the Yerushalmi that the person went away, v'ozil leis, that's our Yerushalmi, so too in the Bavli it also talks about when he went away, ozil aitzil silta, he went away and then came back bringing a basket. So if we're saying in Yerushalmi when he went away, that means there's a period of time when he wasn't supervised, there's a special takana basket in the salim in the ayin, and therefore we can't allow it even if we find only one piece of meat. So too the same halacha should apply in the Bavli. There also he went away and came back, and nonetheless Tosfos says the Rav only us of it because he found two, and he found one, we would assume it's the same one. So it does appear to her to be a stira. I would like to suggest another possibility to answer the stira, and that is if we know our Yerushalmi very carefully. As we started off, the Yerushalmi starts off our sugya by saying, Rav nachas letamon, Rav went down to Bavel, as the Mefarshim explained, chamsu makilin v'chom aleh, he saw that they were being very lenient, and therefore he was machmir on them. He was more stringent than he usually would have been. And then it brings our story. So it's possible that the story in the Bavli was talking about where Rav was not yet Machmer. Either he was still in Eretz Yisrael, or he was somewhere else. In that case, when one piece of meat went missing, and he found two pieces of meat, Rav was Machmer, but had, as Tosfos points out, had you only found one piece of meat, Rav would not have been Machmer. But, in Yerushalmi's case, Rav went out of his way to be machmir, to be more stringent, because he saw that the community was particularly lenient, were over lenient in this area. And therefore, Dafke in our Yerushalmi's case, even though only one piece of meat was lost and one piece of meat was found, nonetheless, we still can't assume it's the same one. Rav was machmir, but Bosesh is Adam and I, because they thought it was Megal. Possibly in the Bavli, Rav was not so machmir, because he doesn't say there that he saw that everybody was being Megal, and therefore he saw no reason to be machmir. And therefore, had you found the same piece of meat, perhaps Rav would have been Megal, but since you found two, Rav had no choice to be Machmir. That would be Miyashid, the apparent steer between Tosfos in Chulin Daf Tzadik Hei and our Sugya Yerushalmi.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.